AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone, where we've got more ways to get what you need fast and take care of that fall tune-up. With our free same-day store pickup, you can order online and pick it up today at your local AutoZone. Or we can bring it to you with our free next-day delivery. Just order on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we'll have it at your front door the next day. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm in a burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominance and consistency. Both of those attributes were proved in this national championship game. It was all Alabama. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to your college football playoff national championship postgame show. It is official. The final score is the University of Alabama Crimson Tide, the number one ranked team in the country, dominated and beat the number three team in the country, the Ohio State Buckeyes, 52-24. What a performance it was by Alabama on both sides of the football, offense and defense. We're going to get into all of the stats and the highlights. And again, stay tuned. You're listening to the College Football Playoff National Championship Postgame Show.
In your attic, fully covered means fully insulated. If you can see your rafters, you're losing heat and money. But with the Home Depot, it's easy to add blow-in insulation yourself in just a few hours, and you'll save up to 15% on heating and cooling costs for years to come. Winter temps are here, so are winter heating bills. Are you covered? Right now, get a free blow-in machine rental when you purchase 10 bags or more of select blow-in insulation. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
On behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
This said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our biggest storage event just got stronger. The Store More, Save More event going on now at the Home Depot. Get the exclusive 77-inch Husky welded I-beam steel shelving for just $179. It now holds up to 10,000 pounds. Plus, it's the only steel shelving with a full lifetime warranty. Find more Husky steel shelving online at homedepot.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Events and dates vary by store. Claim based on 2,500 pounds per shelf when evenly distributed. See store for details.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down.
So you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's a bottom line? Returns at all costs? Cutting losses? Getting out fast? Not at Blackstone. At Blackstone, the bottom line is about the long haul. The bottom line says, see it through, even when it's tough. It's building better businesses, over and over and over again. Helping them transform and take their communities along with them. At Blackstone, the bottom line isn't just a line. The bottom line goes beyond returns.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Babwe, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Me, 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 but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's a bottom line? Returns at all costs? Cutting losses? Getting out fast? Not at Blackstone. At Blackstone, the bottom line is about the long haul. The bottom line says, see it through, even when it's tough. It's building better businesses, over and over and over again. Helping them transform and take their communities along with them. At Blackstone, the bottom line isn't just a line. The bottom line goes beyond returns.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
New home ownership can be a real eye-opener, but it's the perfect time to look into Homeowner 101 from the Home Depot. Free live streaming workshops taught by expert associates now at homedepot.com/workshops. You'll find indoor and outdoor workshops, even home systems workshops. Plus, you'll get the know-how you need to care for your biggest investment. Master the basics at Homeowner 101, only at the Home Depot.
How Doers Get More Done. Register now at homedepot.com/workshops.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Post Game Show. And again, if in case you've been sleeping under a rock, it is official. The final score is the University of Alabama Crimson Tide, the number one ranked team in the country, successfully beating and just dominating the third ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes. The final score, Alabama 52. Ohio State 24. Of course, we've got so much to talk about. We've got stats. We've got everything to get you to it, get you from point A to point B, and just to just recap how the game went down. So let's get you started on how the game went down. We're going to start off, action got hot and heavy early in the first quarter for the Crimson Tide. We had Najee Harris, Alabama would draw first blood, and they would score the first points of the game when Najee Harris scored a rushing touchdown for the Crimson Tide to give them a 6-0 lead.
Two tight ends and running behind a linebacker, Joshua McMullen. Najee Harris barrels in for his 25th rushing touchdown. Or is it? There's still no signal. They're talking about this. It looks.
Oh, no, he's
clearly in.
Yeah, his whole body's in. That's a touchdown.
Ohio State players lobbying.
Well, he
kind of disgusted that he didn't get immediate gratification there.
When in doubt, go behind the right tackle, Evan Neal. I think he's a future top five pick, 73. Does a good job. You can see the whole right side. Then the linebacker, McMillan, does a good job of picking up the backer, Justin Hilliard, and opening that up.
Again, that audio is courtesy of ESPN. That's Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit with the call. So, again, the University of Alabama score first. That audio that you heard, that was running back Najee Harris scoring a rushing touchdown in the first quarter. The extra point was good, giving Alabama a 7-0 lead. But we stay in the first quarter. Ohio State strikes back. After getting a key one-handed catch by Ohio State's tight end, Ohio State would put points on the board. Here's how it happened.
Guys are going to have to make plays like that tonight, as you said, if they're going to stay with this Bama offense. Teague runs left and scores, and Ohio State does answer quickly. What a drive. And Teague stepping up, he's going to have to tonight.
That touchdown was scored by Ohio State running back Master Teague. The extra point was good, giving Ohio State 7 points. And at the end of the first quarter, Alabama and Ohio State would tie it up at 7. Second quarter began, and Alabama's offense just continued to get better and better and better. Matt Jones had a great game all game long. And he would hook up with one of his targets, Devontae Smith. Matter of fact, it was a 5-yard touchdown pass from Jones to Smith. And here's how it happened.
Jersey finds his way to Tuscaloosa. He's a world citizen.
Wow. It's like your travel.
An impact player tonight. First and goal. Jones on the run. And it's just too easy for Devontae Smith as he just adds to his records and milestones. And Bama stretches the lead.
So that touchdown was from Mac Jones throwing a touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. The extra point was good, and Alabama leads 14-7. But hold on, Ohio State is not done yet. Master Teague, once again, getting another touchdown for the Buckeyes, and again, tying the lead. Here's how it happened.
Teague. They cashed in the fumble recovery and draw even.
So Alabama committed a key turnover. They forced quarterback Mac Jones to fumble. Ohio State took advantage of it. Master Teague scores the rushing touchdown, and now the score is tied at 14. We're still in the second quarter, but Alabama's offense did not let up. Najee Harris doing what he did best all season long. He actually scores a touchdown reception. Here's how it happened.
Available tonight. And second and three, Jones is pressured, lobs it to Harris, who collects it, gets around Borland, and leaps to the end zone. A hat trick for Najee Harris.
So Matt Jones' touchdown pass to Najee Harris increases Alabama's lead 21-14. We're still Ohio State nails a field goal from 23 yards, and the lead is now cut to 4. But here comes the Alabama Crimson Tide once again. Mac Jones, hooking up with wide receiver Devontae Smith. Here's how it happened.
Jersey finds his way to Tuscaloosa. He's a world citizen.
Wow. It's like your travel.
An impact player tonight. First and goal, Jones on the run. And it's just too easy for Devontae Smith as he just adds to his records and milestones. And Bama stretches the lead.
So Devontae Smith gets another touchdown. The extra point is good, and Alabama has full control of the lead, 28-7. Right before halftime, Mac Jones and Devontae Smith, the dynamic duo, doing what they've done best all season long. They add more fuel to the fire. Here's how it happened.
Smith set to the left, tight formation. Jones flips it to him. Devontae headed for the end zone, and Alabama back on top as Smith scores his 44th career touchdown. That's number 6 all time.
So Mac Jones connects once again with Devontae Smith for the score, and at halftime, Alabama leads 35-17. Alabama continued to pour it on as the beginning of the third quarter. They would nail a field goal to increase their lead 38-17. But hold on. Ohio State had something to say about that. Justin Fields had a tough game. He tried to fight as best as he could, but he manages to get a score. Here's how it happened.
From the pocket. Lofted to the end zone, high throw, caught, Wilson, touchdown, Ohio State, still alive, exactly what they needed.
Indeed, that score is what they needed as they managed to try to stay alive as they would cut the lead after the extra point with Fields' touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson, and the extra point would cut Alabama's lead by 14. It would be 38-24. But in the end, what can you say? It was just too much Crimson Tide, too much Alabama, too much Nick Saban, just too much on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. Let's pick up late in the third quarter. Mac Jones continuing to just to put up monster numbers in his game. He throws another touchdown pass, and here's how it happened.
That's Bolden who came in motion, got it in the flat, and got a touchdown. Slade Bolden dives into the end zone for his very first career touchdown, and Mac Jones there to celebrate.
So Slade Bolden getting his first career touchdown reception. He gets hooked up by his quarterback, Mac Jones, and again, the extra point was good for Alabama, and at the end of the third quarter, it was just too much Bama. At the end of the third quarter, it would be 45-24. Fourth quarter, Alabama just put the exclamation point on the game. Najee Harris, again, doing what he did best all season long, putting the exclamation point on the game. Here's how it happened.
McMillan is the linebacker, lines up at fullback in front of Harris, and behind number 40's block, Najee makes it look easy. Goes in standing up. There is his third touchdown, and Alabama closing in on that national championship trophy. McMillan leads.
And indeed, they close on it, Chris. And that's how the game ended. The extra point was good, giving Alabama 52 points. And that was your ball game. The final score, the Alabama Crimson Tide finishing the season undefeated at now at the 13-0, beating the Ohio State Buckeyes 52-24. Again, too much Alabama, too much dominance. It was just too much. Alabama just handled their business. Of course, Devontae Smith, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, had an injury late in the third quarter. The official diagnosis was that he had a hand injury. Also, a significant turn of events in the game early in the first quarter. Trey Sermon suffered an injury that appeared to be a left shoulder. That's what was reported by ESPN. And but I think even with Trey Sermon being in there, I think he would have made a little bit of a difference, but Alabama was just too dominant. Just a great coaching, just the model of consistency, just everything you want with Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, Najee Harris, and also Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle came in and made some big plays early, especially his presence was felt early in the contest. So in any rate, again, it was a solid, great performance by Alabama from start to finish. When we come back, we'll have stats and do some more recapping. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the Post Game Show.
Talented. Two tight ends and running behind a linebacker, Joshua McMullen. Najee Harris barrels in for his 25th rushing touchdown. Or is it? There's still no signal. They're talking about this. It looks.
Oh, no.
Like,
he's
clearly in.
Yeah. His whole body's in. That's a touchdown.
Ohio State players lobbying. kind of disgusted that he didn't get immediate gratification there.
When in doubt, go behind the right tackle, Evan Neal. I think he's a future top.
Play action. Jones steps up right down the middle of the field. It's touchdown. Devontae Smith cannot be stopped. A truly special performance by the Heisman Trophy winner. Three touchdowns in the first half.
You want to talk about a tough ask? Tough Moreland, a middle linebacker, running on a seam route with a Heisman Trophy winner who's had a career night.
Hey, Sarah.
Gosh, he's so cute. How do you know
him? Oh, Donovan, do it like I taught you. Love the new tattoos, sir. Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about. Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today? Hey, Sarah, so when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not-so-friendly people. Think before you post.
Smith, set to the left, tight formation. Jones flips it to him. Devontae headed for the end zone. And Alabama back on top. As Smith scores his 44th career touchdown. That's number six all time.
Well, you had two defenders that time. Ran with Devontae Smith. And Steve Sarkisian again dialing up a play, giving a wrinkle that Ohio
Jersey finds his way to Tuscaloosa. He's a world citizen.
Wow. It's like your travel.
An impact player tonight. First and goal. Jones on the run. And it's just too easy for Devontae Smith as he just adds to his records and milestones. And Bama stretches the lead. Play action. Jones steps up right down the middle of the field. It's touchdown. Devontae Smith cannot be stopped. A truly special performance by the Heisman Trophy winner. Three touchdowns in the first half.
You want to talk about a tough ask? Tough Moreland, a middle linebacker, running on a seam route with a Heisman Trophy winner who's had a career night.
Indeed, it was a special night for Devontae Smith, wide receiver and the reigning Heisman Trophy winner out of the University of Alabama. Welcome back, everybody. And again, that audio was courtesy of ESPN with Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit providing the call on that. Again, the number one ranked team in the nation, the Alabama Crimson Tide, so dominant, beating the third ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, final score 52-24. Now it's time for the stats. Again, the University of Alabama just was so dominant. Quarterback Mac Jones completed 36 out of 45 passes for 464 yards, 5 touchdown passes. Let me repeat that one more time. Mac Jones completed 36 out of 45 passes for 464 yards and 5 touchdown passes. Najee Harris on the running department was impressive. Najee had 22 carries for 79 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns, and he had 7 catches for 79 yards and a touchdown. Meanwhile, his backup, Brian Robinson, was really good, 10 carries for 69 yards. Devontae Smith, wow, what a performance. 12 catches for 215 yards and 3 touchdown passes. He was named the offensive MVP of the national championship game. And also other contributors on the receiving side, John Metchie had 8 catches for 81 yards. Meanwhile, Jalen Waddle was impressive. He had 3 catches for 34 yards. Jaleel Billingsley had 2 catches for 27 yards. And Slade Bolden had his first career touchdown in the national championship game. Not a bad stat right there. He had 3 catches for 16 yards and a touchdown. And I've got to tell you, Alabama handled their business tonight. Alabama came in, did what they needed to do, and Nick Saban was going to be prepared. He was going to be prepared from start to finish. He was going to be prepared and handle his business, and he handled his business. And let's give credit where credit is due to Ryan Day. Ryan Day is definitely someone that's definitely is going to be a great coach for years to come. But, man, Nick Saban is just at the peak of his powers right now. And you know, Nick Saban's going to be, when it's all said and done, he's going to be up there with the great coaches, man. You know, Bear Bryant, Joe Paterno, Newt Rockne, and so on and so forth. You know, head coach Eddie Robinson is going to be, the track record speaks for itself. The resume is still out there. But again, and I'm looking at the defensive stats, we have them right here. And again, Dylan Moses had a solid game. Barmore was good tonight. Christian Barmore had a sack. And Patrick Surtain was pretty good as well. And so Alabama was great on both sides of the ball. Now, meanwhile, of course, the losers, Justin Fields, he fought as hard as he could, completed 17 out of 33 passes for 194 yards and had a touchdown pass, and he had 6 carries for 67 yards. Master Teague filling in for the injured Trey Sermon, he finished with 15 carries for 65 yards and 2 touchdowns. In the receiving department, Chris Olave had 8 catches for 69 yards. Garrett Wilson had 3 catches for 50 yards and a touchdown. Jeremy Ruckert only had 1 catch, the one-handed catch, very memorable. He had 1 catch for 36 yards. So Ohio State, they did the best that they could. Tuff Boylan was the leading tackler with 10 tackles. And, give Ohio State a lot of credit. They came in, they fought as hard as they could, but, man, Alabama, so rough, so tough, man. They had, handled their business in just more ways than one. When we come back from the break, I'll have more stats and, we'll have some more audio coming in and out of the breaks. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the Post Game Show.
McMillan is the linebacker, lines up at fullback in front of Harris, and behind number 40's block, Najee makes it look easy. Goes in, standing up, talented. Two tight ends, and running behind a linebacker, Joshua McMillan. Najee Harris barrels in for his 25th rushing touchdown. Or is it? There's still no signal. They're talking about this. It looks.
Oh, no, he's
clearly in.
Yeah, his whole body's in. That's a touchdown.
Ohio State players lobbying.
Well, he,
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, he's so cute. How do you know him?
Come on, Donovan, do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not-so-friendly people. Think before you post.
The virus that causes coronavirus disease is spreading in some of our communities. This disease, also known as COVID-19, is thought to spread mainly from person to person through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. These droplets can spread to the mouth, nose, or hands of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. Take steps to lower your risk of getting sick. Here are some things you should do. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. You can also use hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Take extra measures to put distance between yourself and others. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Stay home if you're sick, except to get medical care. If you have severe symptoms, please call 911. Cover coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Only wear a face mask if you're sick and around other people, or if you need to take care of someone who is sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces. Older adults and people who have severe chronic medical conditions, like heart or lung disease or diabetes, are at higher risk for more serious illness from COVID-19. This group should consult with their healthcare provider about additional steps to stay protected. For more information on COVID-19, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Let's work together to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities.
Smith set to the left, tight formation. Jones flips it to him. Devontae headed for the end zone. And Alabama back on top. As Smith scores his 44th career touchdown.
That's number 6 all time. But you had 2 defenders that time. Ran with Devontae Smith. And Steve Sarkisian again dialing up a play, giving a wrinkle that Ohio State.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of ESPN, and on the call, that was Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit. Once again, the final score in the 2021 College Football Playoff National Championship, Alabama 52, Ohio State 24. The offensive MVP was Devontae Smith from Alabama, and, of course, the defensive MVP was defensive tackle Christian Barmore. He had a sack in the contest. Before we continue to give you stats and wrap it up, let's get you caught caught up on your NBA scores. Right now, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Orlando Magic 121-99. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 101-91. The Washington Wizards beat the Phoenix Suns 128-107. The Charlotte Hornets beat the New York Knicks 109-88. The Atlanta Hawks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 112-94. The Portland Trail Blazers beat the Toronto Raptors 112-111. And the Sacramento Kings, currently leading in their game against the Indiana Pacers. We'll give you an update on that game, hopefully, before we are in the program. In the meantime, let's get you caught up on your HBCU basketball scores. In the MEAC, in women's basketball, North Carolina Central would go on to beat North Carolina Central would go on to beat North Carolina Wesleyan, final score 87-58. And also, we had in men's basketball, well, actually, there was a game that was postponed. We actually had a game between South Carolina State and Florida A&M. We don't have one on it. We'll try to get it before we wrap it up. And in the meantime, in other scores, on the women's side, we had Rust College would go on to beat Talladega 82-56. And also scores on the men's side, Talladega would go on to beat Rust College, final score 73-70. And Dillard University beat Philander Smith 81-72. And also Xavier University would go on to beat Tougaloo College, final score 78-51. Those were your men's scores. And, again, looks like the Sacramento Kings will go ahead and beat the Indiana Pacers. The final score is going to be 126-119. So those are your scores right there from what else was making news around in sports. But all eyes were focused on Miami, Florida tonight. And, again, let's give you a recap of some stats before we get up on out of here. So, again, Mac Jones completed 36 out of 45 passes for 464 yards and 5 touchdown passes. Najee Harris scored 2 rushing touchdowns, and he had a touchdown reception. Devontae Smith, 12 catches for 215 yards and 3 receiving touchdowns. It was also named offensive MVP. Meanwhile, on the losing front, Justin Fields completed 17 out of 33 passes for 194 yards and a touchdown pass, and he had 6 carries for 67 yards. Master Teague had finished with 15 carries for 65 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Nick Saban, 7 national championships, and I think he's just getting started. As I mentioned earlier, he's going to be up there with the greats like the Bear Bryants and the new Rockneys of the world. So, man, it's you know, sky's the limit for Nick, man. It's going to be, you know, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, I know right now Alabama are head and shoulders above the rest when it comes to talent and recruiting. And, again, let's update you on that NBA score that's official. The Sacramento Kings beat the Indiana Pacers 127-122. So I'm going to wrap it up. And, again, I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for joining me on the postgame show. And, again, the final score, the Alabama Crimson Tide 52, the Ohio State Buckeyes 24. So long, everyone.
Available tonight. And second and 3. Jones is pressured. Lobs it to Harris, who collects it. Gets around Borland and leaps to the end zone. A hat trick for Najee Harris. Smith set to the left. Tight formation. Jones flips it to him. Devontae headed for the end zone. And Alabama back on top. As Smith.
Jersey finds his way to Tuscaloosa. He's a world citizen.
Wow. It's like your travel.
An impact player tonight. First and goal. Jones on the run. And it's just too easy for Devontae Smith as he just adds to his records and milestones. And Bama stretches the lead.
Play action.
Jones steps up right down the middle of the field. It's touchdown. Devontae Smith cannot be stopped. A truly special performance by the Heisman Trophy winner. 3 touchdowns in the first half.
You want to talk about a tough ask? Tough Borland, a middle linebacker, running on a seam route with a Heisman Trophy winner who's had a career night.